Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, thanks for flying with us today.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, looks like your bag is 50.5 pounds. It's gonna be $80.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna whip out my 8-year-old boxers with holes in them in front of these people, so just take it, I guess.
Okay, sir. Looks like your flight is delayed a couple hours. Sorry to say that.
I'm gonna miss my connecting flight now.
Let me look into that for you.
How are you doing that without looking at the screen? Are you looking at the screen? Can you look at the screen? Is that your elbow? Sorry.
Okay. Oh, okay. So your next connecting flight, we can get you to Hawaii tomorrow. Your flight's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? No, I really need to be there tonight as planned.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
So. I have had enough. You know what? I'm going to take my business elsewhere.
What are you going to do? Fly Spirit Airlines? Like, we're kind of your only option, so.
You know what? Fine. I'll call customer service on you then.
Oh, and good luck with that. There's a 90-minute hold every time. We're literally funded by the government, buddy. We're not too worried about you, so.
I hate this.
We'll see you tomorrow. Flying back out this week, and I can't wait to do the whole flying experience yet again.
Yeah, always a good time. I can't emphasize enough how I'm always the perfect temperature on flight days.
Yep, they've nailed that.
They've nailed that. Just the consistency, going from jetway to airplane. It's like, whoa, I didn't even notice that I went from like kind of inside to amphibious to the cocoon to in the plane. Mm-hmm. Not a temperature change at all.
Not at all. I like when you have a connecting flight, one's really hot, one's really cold. So it's a nice kind of like, it's good for you. You sweat, then you kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cold plunge thing.
Oh, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's easy to know what to wear. Good times.
Yeah, it is. We're back. Correct Opinions. Another great episode. Thanks, y'all, for coming back. And enjoy today's episode.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Jake, how was your week? Let me know.
You know, my week was good. How about yours? Let me know.
Okay. It was so good, and it's March Madness time.
Oh.
Something really fun happened for me.
Yeah.
I went with a group of guys, and we're just like, hey, we're guys weekend. We're setting up shop. We're watching basketball all day long, all weekend long. And I was going to get home Sunday, but of course, there's games all day Sunday. Katie went out of town for something else. She's coming back Sunday. She was like, she said it was very sweet. She's like, I can't wait to see you Sunday. And I go, same, but I just so you know, the games are all day Sunday too. So like, I'll see you, but
not really.
That's not really. Uh-huh. And she's like, she's like, okay, guys in their sports. So she got home Sunday and I did nothing but watch basketball. And then she really didn't like that. And so, by the end of the day, she was like, okay, seriously, you've watched enough basketball. I was like, but I kind of told you about this. And then she said, well, okay, let's compromise. Let's hang out tonight and watch a show. Will you just watch the game on your phone? And it never fails. I watch sports on my phone and she puts on her show on the TV. Just get ready for that. It's amazing. I was like, okay. And you just agree to it. I was like, I'm going to get ahead of this. 2 weeks heads up. This is what I'm doing. And she was a good sport for the first 6 hours of Sunday. Then she was like, okay, switch to your phone. I'm like, all right. It happened. Well, I mean, 2 weeks ago, if you would have asked me, I'm like, I don't care what she says.
Yeah.
TV is mine.
So. And then the day of, do you think at some point through you know, clever maneuvering or maybe just more years of marriage, you could work your way up to an iPad.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
iPad Air, maybe. Maybe an iPad Air.
iPad, that's a little more realistic. Maybe that's what I'll ask for Christmas. An iPad to watch my...
just to watch, like, 6 sports games a year on. Just when the timing's just right and you need to compromise.
Yep. So that's what I did. It's been good. And also, we're back on the road. We had a show tonight. If you're listening, Recties, we're up in the Northeast. Come hang out. There's a few tickets left, I think, to some of the shows. A lot of sold-out shows. Thank you. I think we have tickets left in Providence. Well, they're making a little tourney run. Ooh, when do they play? So Providence. Oh,
that would be fun.
Providence. They play basketball.
Thursday or Friday.
They play Friday. I believe our show is Friday.
Holy cow.
So they play, I don't know if that's good or bad, they play pretty much right when our show is.
Wait, that might
like no one shows up.
Not be good.
Probably not.
Or we're going to have a lot of people in the audience watching a game on their phone.
Luckily, I think a lot of our audience are people who are telling their significant others to watch the game on their phone. So they can make those comments. But yeah, get your tickets. We announced new shows. Rounding out the tour. So go to my website. We'll see you there. Jake will be there. It'll be great.
I'll be there, guys. Yeah. We got Northeast this week. Some cities I've heard of, some cities I have not. And then, was it already next week? Will be Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
The two losses.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be nice. Yeah. Are we going to do Disneyland? Have we decided? I don't think we are.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot we were... Okay, now I know what you're asking. I thought you were just asking randomly.
Can we go? Can we go? Can we go?
Knott's Berry Farm? Oh, but we talked about that for content. Maybe we need to... I forget when everyone's arriving. We'll figure that out. Yeah. Maybe.
All good. All good.
Yeah, very excited. And then Vegas will be great.
Yeah.
Sold out shows. Yeah, come hang, man. So that's an announcement. We got a more special announcement.
Yep.
The man who shall not be shown, Derek. If you remember, I think last episode, what we were talking about, snacks or something, and Derek said he loved this Costco mix because it was a trail mix with no almonds.
None of the bad stuff.
Not because he's allergic. He just hates them. And he brought us it, so we're going to try it live on the pod here. It's hoodies. Is this a Costco brand, or we don't know?
I've only seen it at Costco.
Only been identified at Costco. They are not a sponsor of the hoodies, pod yet.
Peanut butter chocolate mix. I mean, what a generous portion here.
I got to say, I'm excited. This is the
no raisins, Derek?
Better not be any raisins.
No!
Okay. Oh my gosh, this looks good.
All right, I think I got a little of everything in here.
Just snarl. Mm. That's good chocolate. Hot dog.
It is.
Oh, I didn't even get a Reese's Pieces.
Oh, is that?
Oh.
Okay, that's probably so gross. Let's do.
This is my kind of snack.
Oh, does this have like a fudge center? These little guys?
Peanut butter.
So little peanut butter cups, Reese's Pieces, peanuts, chocolate chips.
I will consume all of this.
The pillows.
The crazy peanut butter pillows with pretzels with peanut butter in the middle.
What's your review? Do you like them?
I mean, yeah. It's really good.
Good. Derek knows the snacks.
Yeah. I'm about to put that on in my suitcase. It's going to make it weigh too much.
I
got to have it.
For Christmas.
Make it weigh too much.
I want an iPad and I want hoodies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, kicking back with a big case of this, an iPad, watching the game. Forget the 65-inch. I'm hoping for that iPad mini.
That's the America I want to live in.
That is the dream. Well, thank you, Derek. What's your review?
Absolutely fantastic. I knew I would love it, and I was not disappointed.
Thank
you. Oh, that's good.
Wait, what's your like go-to snacks? How does it rank up there? Is it top of the game for you?
This would be a great like road trip snack, I think. Like, when I'm driving, I like to... Or, like, driving in... Wait. Did you have to take plastic off the top of yours?
Yeah, I did it for... I did it for mine, and you stole mine, and then I did it for the other one. Or I did it...
Thanks,
because I'm being so nice to you. It was just one of those two options.
I was just kind of reading the room here. I was like, what's going on? Yeah, Derek did something to one of these. And I think it was.
Do you ever buy a product? And it's like it says like if seal is broken, like don't consume. Mm-hmm. You ever bought one of those and the seal's kind of broken?
I don't know if I've noticed a seal broken. You had a seal broken?
Yeah, and you just go with it, right? Katie, she's like, throw that away immediately. I'm like, what really happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Always. Take on the germs. It'll be fine. What could they possibly have done to the seal?
Road trips now. You do much road trips?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. A decent amount. And I feel like I'm always driving late at night. And my go-to to help stay awake is to get something that you eat individually. Because there's so much like physical movement happening. Like so many like trips to the bowl or to the bag. Yeah, so corn on the cob is a great example.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else? What else? What else? Yeah. Frozen peas. That's a good one. You just eat one at a time.
One at a time.
If your gas station has that around there, I would get frozen peas or corn. Any corn. Cream corn, sweet corn, corn on the cob. You guys know the types of corn.
Corn nuts.
Corn nuts. Ripe corn. Old corn.
Listen to corn.
Corn with a K. Children of the Corn. Put the soundtrack on. Corn Hub. That's a site where it's like ASMR for corn.
Where he gets all his corn.
Yeah.
It has a cornucopia of content.
Yes. If you're feeling corny, that's a great site.
Get all corned up.
You take a sip of water.
Yeah. Calm down. Okay. I'm going to eat too much of this. Derek, do you want to snack on this?
I'm good.
You good for now? Okay.
He just said no to that. Well, that's the one he spiked. He's like,
yeah,
that one? No, I'm good.
Yeah. This will be great content.
Dude. Yeah. Derek should have put it. The other night, I really got in the mood just to watch. Like, did you ever watch the show You?
I haven't. No.
Oh.
Katie was like, I don't like the stalkers. Freak me out.
So okay. Well, this seal is broken. It's fine. It's a show. Either way, I watched. This is kind of fun. I think I'm going to start doing this more. I was like, man, that show was good. I kind of missed that show. So I just, out of nowhere, just watched the season finale again. And I was like, man, a lot of twists, a lot of turns. That was fun.
And you recalled everything that led up to that?
Kind of. Well, it's like half and half. It's like some of it's like, oh, yeah, something happens to him at the end. Or I think, yes, it's in the garden. Yeah, it's in the garden.
Do you ever rewatch a favorite show from a while back and realize, like, and you get concerned about your memory? Like, I remember very little of this. I really liked it, but.
Yeah, I got concerned this past weekend. I spent time with my grandparents who are old, and they can remember things that I can't. And not when I was 2 years old. They're like, remember when we did this for you? I'm like, no, and it wasn't that long ago.
Oh,
like,
we
did this and this.
I went to Hawaii with my family when I was 15 years old, and I have no recollection of it. What does that mean?
Yeah, why? That tells me never ever take a kid on vacation.
Oh no, I'm not. The first vacation I take my kids on, they'll be 20 years old.
You have no recollection of going to Hawaii.
I mean, very few memories.
Actually, that's kind of true. I think so much is happening on vacation. Actually, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know how to justify this. I can't remember any of my vacations either.
Think about it. What was your family vacation when you were 15?
I know. We really liked, because our grandparents had this connection to a place called Amelia Island. And I remember that we really liked Amelia Island. I think that's where I first learned to boogie board. But I don't remember actually boogie boarding. I don't remember what they had there. But I remember the brand was like, oh yeah, we like Amelia Island.
I think it should be seen as a good thing. The vacation went so smoothly and
great.
So relaxing. I don't even, there was nothing memorable about it. That should be a good thing. I remember every detail of when my dad took us to a float trip on 4th of July.
Yeah, let's talk bad trip stories because it got
bad trip. I think I told this on the pod. I apologize. But basically, we showed up on a river on 4th of July and in this like trailer trash area of Oklahoma. And there's just debauchery in every direction. I mean, there's not
360 debauch.
There's only one boat with people outside the ages of like 17 to 22. And it was, I was nine. Why am I here? So we're like paddling out of fear. Drunk people are like hurling themselves on our boat. It's like, do you mind if I hang? I got to pee.
You're 9 years old.
Yeah, I'm traumatized.
Look at Derek.
It's like if your dad was like, get kids, spring break is here. We wanted to treat you guys. We're going overseas. I found this cute little gym, Ibiza. I heard it's lovely this time of year, and you're just there's chaos.
What better of a trip for your padre to take you to San Padre Island?
South Padre
Island. Or South Padre.
Yeah. We're going. I've lined it up. We made sure it's the same spring break as your sitter who's in college. And we'll go down then.
if she's still standing in the morning, she's going to watch you,
mm-hmm.
and it should be fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So that was, I mean, crazy. And I loved, I was like, let's get off the boat now and finish. But it's like, you can't,
you have to go to where your car is.
At the finish. Yeah. They take you upriver. We're on a dilapidated, like, short school bus as they charter, like, haul us up the river. And there's people chanting, like, blackout, blackout. I mean, it's like, is this being filmed for MTV? Where are we?
Float trips are borderline on the same level as, like, 5Ks of, like, why are we paying for this? Mm-hmm. Like, this is crazy that we're paying for this. Yeah, that's such a good point, though. Like, it's so easy to remember when things didn't go well. Because you're right. I can, like, instantly, I thought of, like, five different things. Mm-hmm. Like, the time I got out of a restaurant in Mexico and my rental car was not there anymore.
Yeah.
That was pretty memorable.
Fun trip.
Finding that for the next 24 hours in a town mm-hmm. I don't speak the language in. That's fun. That's why you travel. The
Another
unknown.
Weekend in Branson with your family? No memories.
Yeah.
Because it was great.
It was great, I assume. It was amazing. Wildfire was great. That was my first time going upside down on a roller coaster. But at that time, I was just saying, roller coaster. But I really liked it. Yeah.
I think I got a migraine.
Oh, can we do powder keg next? I love powder keg. So that was fun. Yeah, the car being towed / stolen. That was a good one. I remember the time in the New Zealand countryside would have been a vacation that I never would have remembered because it was going so fun until that one guy, who we both know, played Mr. Brightside a few times in a row on the Ox.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's memorable because now you've ruined the trip. Yeah.
We all know there's always certain people on the trip. The planner, the person who can't get anywhere on time, and the guy who plays Mr. Brightside on repeat
through the New Zealand countryside.
Yeah. Man.
That was great.
That sunside is bright. Which makes me think of doing just fine. Dude, Mr. Brightside, I've had two moments in my life where everyone sang the words to his song. Or everyone recited words that they all knew and I didn't. Very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside.
Okay.
One of my first weddings. I don't know how I met my whole life as a white suburb boy. Never heard this song that much. But they play it. And I mean, 100% of the people around me are singing every word.
Like, and I don't know the word. I got nothing.
It's like when I was raised in a church that didn't do the Lord's Prayer for some reason.
Yeah,
so I
that's
went to some like really churchy thing. And everyone's like, all right, guys, we're gonna do Lord's Prayer to finish out. You know,
you're like, Lord's Prayer
obviously knows this. Go ahead. And I was just like, heaven.
Amen. Oh no, not amen. Sorry.
Yeah, daily bread.
Trespasses. Got it. Against us.
Yes. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Ghost. Or okay, either one.
Amen.
Amen.
You were looking at me funny.
Like you good? Like, no, I'm all good upstairs. I didn't grow up this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I grew up listening to the Weird Al version of most pop songs. So,
did Weird Al do the Lord's Prayer? Because seems a little far.
I know the Weird Al version of the Lord's Prayer.
Weird Al started doing Christian songs. You're like, maybe, okay. Reel it back in, Weird Al.
Like, so I don't know Hot in Here very well from Nelly, but I know the Weird Al version pretty well still to this day.
Which I don't know. Let me get Hot in Here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hot in Here. Is it talking about, is he a chef?
No, it is a new song title.
Oh, but is it similar?
Yeah, but he went from three words to two. Here's your hint. And one of the words is the same.
Pot and beer. He did a weird.
I think the song is called Trash Day, but the chorus is, it's so rotten here. And it's about living in disgusting quarters. You get it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what if Weird Al did it to Christian songs?
Gosh, that'd be awesome.
Dare you to toot. He'd do that one.
I dare you to toot. It's like a dad would be like, pull my finger.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
I dare you to toot. Gonna pull my finger.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Like, how do you rewrite a Christian song without being like, okay, well, we were praising God during this part, and now it's about Honey Chipotle Ranch. So I don't know. Now it's kind of ruined the original song for me.
What's this thing?
Sorry.
I know. I knew.
He's weird. He's weird out.
I was in the same place. I didn't know the actual songs, but I knew every word to Just Eat It.
Oh, a little old school.
Just eat it. Something like, oh, the ham and cheese. It's something like that.
I also knew, I didn't know I Want It That Way very well. I knew the Weird Al version, which was called eBay.
I want it eBay.
It's like, I got it on eBay. And it was just all these different things that he got on eBay, which is a great song. It was at eBay's prime probably back in the day.
Yeah, I just knew Just Eat It and I'm Fat instead of Michael Jackson's I'm Bad. You know I'm fat. Nice. So, yeah. The two ones about fat people I really enjoyed, I guess.
And Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. MJ Weird Al crossovers.
Yep.
Yeah, Weird Al. Pretty good for creepy. Him. Is there someone kind of doing what Weird Al did? Well, I guess everyone is kind of doing what Weird Al did back in the day. That's why there's not one guy doing
people
it.
People are calling me our generation's Weird Al. I didn't want to brag.
Yeah. I've seen that in the comments. Mm-hmm. They call you Beard Al.
Beard Al. Well, yeah. Or I was going to say, a lot of people call me weird. And so I assume that's what they're saying.
It's a capital W.
No, that's too high a compliment.
Guys.
It's a capital W.
It's hard to mimic.
I know, but don't compare me to the great. And they're like, you're weird. You're weird. I'm like, I'm not.
I'm not. I can
I'm
only
not
hope.
Him. Yeah, I'm trying.
But thank you, guys.
But thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys. Mm-hmm. What else has happened on your travels? Anything else memorable?
No, we're about to start traveling. We're,
Maybe we'll get another Airbnb that's 95 degrees again here soon. That could be fun.
Mm-hmm. We're Airbnb again. Our tour bus got hit in a crash, so we don't have that this weekend. So I guess everyone's fine, but that's showbiz.
Did you see that clip of the...
It's also kind of like, they're like, hey man, the tour bus won't be ready. It was hit on a head-on collision. So
which
we'll
is so annoying.
Like, which is so annoying. It's like, that... Good. Let's book another tour bus ASAP since those are getting hit straight on all the time. It's kind of like, maybe we'll just don't.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't give me a lot of confidence.
We're trying to find another tour bus, but they just keep getting hit. So it's tough to book them. I'm like, oh.
There's a lot in the shop right now. So we can get you one. It's almost back to where it was before.
Yeah.
Is we that just good?
Several of the drivers are. We got to get them out of jail for DUIs, and it's just there's a lot of logistics happening. Like maybe I don't want to. All of our drivers have been very excellent, sober people.
Yes,
except one.
He
drove crazy.
The mechanic who was working on your bus just spent spring break with Trey's family on a lake, so he's still recovering.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to be there for a while.
Yeah, they do it. He's not clocking in.
He's face down in a river.
Oh,
floating.
I'm excited, man. I feel like the vibes are up in general. It's warming up finally. I've been noticing, you get to this age, it's sad, you know, the stuff. I'm seeing my like shrubs sprout up from their dormant state. And I'm like, oh. Here we go. So that I'm like, you know what? I'm about to have to mow soon.
Yeah.
Getting fired up about that.
This reminds me of puberty. Things start growing. You get excited. I'm going to have to start mowing soon.
It is. That, yeah, it's a second puberty.
Yeah.
It really is. You get excited. You're like, I've just been eyeing that shrub for months.
Yeah.
Like, give me just one sprout.
Something to be excited about.
Please, I see the other people down the street. Their shrubs are sprouting.
Something to show Alyssa.
Please.
Something.
Something.
Yeah. I remember my first shout. What?
Their puberty right there.
I don't know what. Shrub sprout is what I'm trying to say. Mm. Boy, it was glorious. And it was springtime.
You're hanging out with the boys. You're like, let me show you something.
Hey.
Three now.
Three.
Right under the shade, right under the armpit.
Yeah.
The armpit of my garden. It's coming.
Mm.
So that's what's going on in my life right now.
Would you ever get... laser shrub removal?
No, I don't think so. I might do a shrub transplant.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a while. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, is it?
I was thinking about getting my face lasered off. Mm. I don't have facial hair. No one in my family has ever been able to grow facial hair. It just seems like a thing that's
is
never...
Is that a thing guys have done?
I don't know. I'm tired of shaving. So...
You're saying it's never going to get there anyway. Might as well just...
Right? Yeah. All that time I'm going to save?
Interesting thought.
Because, yeah, it's just like a thing I have to do like every 48 hours or so, and it's fine. And even like the days I like really like, okay, I haven't shaved in a while, it still looks awful. So I got nothing to be excited about.
Hey, lead the charge, man. Get that permanent baby face.
Fellas, let me know. You ever lasered your head shrub? How often do you have to go back?
I bet a lot of our listeners have. Yeah.
I want one and done. I want the most high-powered laser you have. I don't want to do a treatment every 4 months. I don't want it like Botox. I want like almost sear the skin off where you it cannot grow back.
Yeah, that should... Yeah, you could just straight up... And yeah, then, if they burn your face, yeah, that would fix that.
Burn victims be like, you're welcome for the content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't have to shave.
Yeah. And then eventually, once the skin is healed in 3 to 4 years, I no longer have to shave, which is fun. So we should make content for just, you know, most of the time we try to cast a wide net.
Deeper and deeper.
Let's cast a very narrow net.
Yeah. People with three arm struggles.
Yeah.
There's a few of those folks out there, I'm sure.
Modern paleontologist versus
everyone's
old school paleontologist. Something like that.
Oh, we've already found it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
That'd be good.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or yeah, stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Cringe ideas in the comments that we need to hit.
Introverts versus ER nurses. Like, what's this video going to be? I want it to just not make sense.
I think that's a great strategy.
Dog moms versus khakis. I'm clicking on that video.
Yeah, you're like,
what is this?
What? The thumbnail's just a dog and just a pair of pleated
like brown pants.
Dickies. Like, okay. What could this correlation be?
I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson now versus pickleball.
Weird Al versus Trey.
Yeah. Documentary. That one's going to be a biopic. Long one. Yeah. All right, let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, let us know what you think about that. A
couple good ideas there.
That will be good.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Okay, I wanted to go over this. I feel like it's been a while since we've done crazy white baby names. I've been having a lot of friends have babies in my life.
Oh, yeah. Again, I had two this week.
I promise the name's not that weird. You had two kids this week.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't here on Monday.
Name's fine?
Name's great. Weird and Al.
Any Jakes or?
No, the two people.
A lot of Jakes.
Yeah, what happened? I think it's a fine name.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's not great.
That's State Farm guy, probably.
That could be it. It could be it. Yeah, the two people I know who had kids this week, the babies were named Lucy and Delaney. I like both those names.
That'll work.
Thank you.
Let's go back to Crazy White Baby Names because it's always fun. I found this hilarious article. The title is, of course, it's just disappeared. Oh, that's why. The title is, Woman Refusing to Use Grandson's Awful Name Divides Family. A doting grandmother is facing a major family dilemma after her stepson and his girlfriend gave their newborn baby what she's described as a really awful, pretentious name. The way parents pick baby names has changed dramatically over the past 20 years. According to Laura Wattenberg, that's a dumb last name, today people are seeking more unique monikers. She attributes the shift to the emergence of the internet. Mm. This is astute journalism. She says, many new parents taking to Google to see if a specific name is, quote, taken. That's probably my favorite part, where you see some random, like, very, very unique ones, but then people are doing a lot of, it's just all happening the same, right? Like, you don't see a lot of Jakes anymore. A lot of Jakes in the 90s being named.
Yeah.
And now there's going to be a bunch of, I know, 8 young boys named Shepherd. It's not that unique, I guess.
Uh-huh. It's cyclical. Mm-hmm. Now we're in the Shepherd cycle, you know, and the Axel cycle. Pun.
Cyclical, I think, is a name.
Uh-huh.
So, the disgruntled grandma, she voiced her opposition to the ridiculous name given to the baby. According to the grandmother, they have opted to name their child Stormy Water, while the baby has also been given the middle name Cloud.
First name is Stormy Water?
Stormy Water, Cloud.
Got it. Went to high school with a girl named Stormy.
I knew a Stormy.
How was she?
No, Stormy. She was a quiet gal, ominous.
That was what I was going to say. I was going to try to describe her like weather. She was unpredictable.
Yep, they always said she'd show up to school, and then they inaccurately predicted it half the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The story is Stormy represents their life before they met. Water is the continuity of their love for each other. And Cloud was the silver lining when they realized they were expecting. The silver lining.
So, well,
we're pregnant.
On.
Crap.
Oh.
Let's try to find a positive here.
Okay. There's got to be something good about this. Her middle name could be Cloud. Thoughts?
Yeah. Thought? I mean.
What about cyclical?
We didn't really want to, and I don't want to, but I guess a silver lining could be that.
That.
We.
The everlasting joy.
Feeling alive truly for the first time. I don't
know. Tax benefits. Yeah, a dependent. Middle name is just dependent. Just a constant reminder of who she is to us.
We named it
TurboTax.
Yeah, bright, because it really lit up our world. Hyphenate inconvenience.
But middle name, H&R Block.
Yeah.
Because that's where we took her.
Yeah.
And that's where she takes us.
Right off. is her nickname. The grandma said, I know it's their choice, but neither me nor my husband can bring ourselves to say it. Instead, she's referred to it simply as the baby or the little one. And her stepson and his wife have, quote, started to notice. Hey.
I think.
You know the name, right? They're probably, the first 6 visits, they're like, they're getting older. They just, you know, they're the little one. They just start giving them, like, personalized, like, blankets and cups that just say, baby.
Baby, the girl,
like,
baby.
I'm 6 now. Like, oh, baby.
Okay, the child, then.
The child.
Fine.
The preteen. What do you want us to call
They are starting to notice. How is this a story? Like, this doesn't seem like that. Like, families argue like this all the time. I feel like I'm shocked that this is, like.
This is a fantastic article.
Someone wrote an article about this.
On Newsweek. Though she dislikes the name, the grandma thinks her stepson has not thought things through in the long term.
Stepson. That's why. She doesn't actually love him. So that's why.
She's like, they're like, and what's stepson's name? She's like, stepson. I wasn't going to say his name either.
Yeah, I don't like it. Stepson.
It's more about the abuse the poor child will get when he's growing up, is what the grandma says.
Oh, Stormy Water is a male.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I could see abuse happening.
So.
Yeah, that's not good. Stormy on its own is fine. Now I'm kind of starting to see why this is a story. It's a male named Stormy Water.
Stormy Water Cloud. Smith.
Cloud Smith.
So there's your crazy white baby name of the week. Be on the lookout for Stormy Cloud. Yeah, unless you're Native American, that's just not going to fly.
Not going to fly. That sounds like a Native American name. That's pretty.
Flies with clouds.
Wonderful.
Silver lining. I like that. I think that's one of how I name my kids. Honey, I'm sorry. It was just fine. Let's just try to find silver lining here. Name it Silver.
Silver, and then lining. It's a lining.
Lining. Like the lining of a, like your, the lining of the
uterine wall. Bathing suit. Oh.
The lining of the bathing suit always cut out because it's like uncomfortable whitey tidies.
Yeah, the liner.
Whitey tidy.
Whitey.
Whitey. Name him Whitey.
Whitey. Yeah. Constant reminder. Whitey Silver.
Whitey Silver. Kennedy.
What is he? Yeah. Sea captain? Oh, it was Whitey Silver. The sea was angry that day, my friends.
Okay. Got that picked out. I'll let Katie know.
Got that picked out.
That's fun.
Something that happened to me I thought was kind of funny. Speaking of silver lining. A couple weeks ago in Kansas City, there was a Kansas City golf show, which is like this golf convention. I'd never been anything like that, but I was like, I'm into golf. I'll go. And it's kind of cool. There's just a bunch of products you can buy or sample, people you can talk to, whatever. There's this one guy, they were offering free 10-minute lessons. I was like, why would I not? You know, sure. And I mean, just, dude, from start to finish, just different pages. Like this guy right off the bat is just like, so, all right, what are we working on today? And I was taken off guard. It's like, you tell me. I don't know.
Golf.
Golf swing.
Spot? Golf swing.
Hitting the golf ball better. Swinging it better. Better technique. I don't know.
Better.
Better golf. Mm-hmm. You get it. Pretty much like everyone else in line before me.
Yeah. Just they start breaking down.
I mean,
if you're offering any sort of help, self-esteem would be good.
It doesn't have to be golf. Can you help me send this text? I don't know how to word it. I don't know.
I gotta put in my 2 weeks. And I don't know how to say it.
I don't know.
I really just... value the coworkers, but I have a better opportunity. What do we need? All right. What are we working on?
All right.
10 minutes. Anything? I'm your guy.
10 minutes. 10 minute. Anything?
Can you tell my parents I don't believe in God anymore? Like, whoa, how about we work on those irons?
Whoa, what about
iron your sharpens takeaway? Iron. Well, I was pretty happy.
Okay. Not really trained in that.
What'd you say?
I think I literally said to him, I was like, oh, I mean, I don't know exactly. Like, if I knew, I would fix it. You know, like, I don't know what's wrong. I can't see myself. And I also don't play this sport very well. For very long. So right away, we're just kind of on different pages. And then
he's like, man, this guy must suck at golf. Like, yeah, that's why I'm here.
I need help.
They said lessons.
You don't go to the doctor if you feel fine. Well, I go to the chiropractor if I feel fine. Mm-hmm. But you don't go to the doctor if you feel fine.
No.
And so then he was kind of like that old kind of, we've all met like a boomer like this where they talk in a way where you're supposed to be understanding everything. Like he's asking rhetorical question after rhetorical question, and I don't know the answer to the rhetorical question. You know, it's just like he's like speaking in these idioms I've never heard before. And I remember he's like, all right, let's say I'm going to talk about your grip strength. What do you think your grip is at? 1 out of 10. I was like, you know.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So I was like,
how hard I'm gripping?
How? Yeah. And so I go, 6? And he's like,
show me.
Pull my finger.
Your hand's on my throat.
Give me some chest compressions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lay down.
Yeah.
I want to feel it.
I want to feel
it.
When you feel like you're swinging through.
I want you to hit down on my breastplate.
30 compressions, 2 breaths.
So, yeah, he's like, yeah, 1 out of 10, grip strength. And I was like, I mean, 6? He's like, out of 5? I was like, I mean, you literally just said 10, but okay.
Out of 5? Makes fun of you.
So I was like, okay, I guess 3 then. He's like, all right. So 3 or 4 then. And I was like, all right.
Oh, just
like,
fractions. All right. He's just testing your math skills. Okay.
Okay. 6 out of 10. 20 then.
Out of 20. 12.
All right.
Okay. So okay, you got a quick mind. That's never right, bad. So
mentally, we're there.
Mentally, we're locked in. That was a test. Now,
let's say you're out from the pin. You're 34 yards out. How many feet? How many feet? How many feet? How many feet? How many feet?
80, 90, 102.
Good.
All
right. I'm going to lay back down. Give me some more chest compressions.
You've got 5 minutes left.
So it was this weird mental gymnastics of, I swear he said 1 out of 10. Then he says 5. He's like, all right. And then I even tell him, I was like, it's 3. He's like, okay, so 3 or 4 then. All right. He's like, if it starts at 3 and then you take that golf club back, where do you think it's going to be on the downswing? And I was like, I don't.
Three. It's like when you're a student and the teacher like lobs one up to you and you're like, I don't. She thinks it's obvious.
Yeah.
Like, I guess more. Yeah. Very good.
You make it seem like I should definitely know the answer. And I told you right away, I don't know. I haven't been playing this for very long. So I'm like, three or four still? He's like, no shot. It's going to be, I mean, if you start at three, you're looking at probably an 11 by the time you swing the club. So I was like,
out of, oh, 11 out of five?
He's out like, of
no,
five.
10, you idiot.
Whoa. Okay, can we just go back to the CBR?
Yeah.
That was way easier.
Okay.
And so it's just a lot of just like, dude, I don't know, like, what's happening. Just like, I was thinking just like one good tip, just like one good thought for me to think about for the next week or so. And we never got there. It was just more of like, now, so if I do this, what do you think is going to happen? And I'm like, just tell me. Hit it shorter? I wish. No. This is a line drive way past the hole. Oh, okay. All right. And my friends are kind of there, like waiting in line, and they can just hear how poorly this is going. They're just laughing at me. And then, dude, the best part, the cherry on top, I'm not making this up. He ends the lesson by saying three words. He's like, all right, our time's up. I was like, all right, hey, thank you for everything, man. I appreciate it. He goes, yep, don't give up. Like,
don't ever give up.
He thought I was on the brink of giving up this sport forever with how bad the lesson went.
Yeah. And hey, by the way, man.
Hey. Nothing wrong with putt-putt.
Nothing wrong with putt-putt.
Keep that in mind. Thanks. Oh, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, by the way, buddy, these are your clubs. You could get a few hundred bucks out of these if you list them. Maybe do that. Don't give up.
Hey, keep your head up, son.
Did he give you any single piece of good advice, or
it was
just a bunch of
it was kind of a lot,
like a troll bridge riddle. Yeah. For 10 minutes
it was like I was in, yeah, doing like those stories with holes where you can only ask yes or no questions. Mm-hmm. To try and figure out like, oh, he's in a catcher's mask.
Yeah,
you said he's in a mask at home. Okay, that's a good riddle. Okay, got it. Yeah, and granted, I'll give him a little benefit of the doubt, like it's probably hard to give someone a lesson in 10 minutes. But I think he couldn't figure out what to diagnose, so he just threw so much stuff at the wall. He's like, I mean, I definitely grip the club less, and you see how your downswing is very shallow. I was like, I don't know what that means. You have to spell it out for me.
It's linear. Yeah.
Not like that.
Just words.
So no. And any confidence I did have leaving it left once I realized he said, don't give up.
Don't give up. Hey.
Like, what if you had a hobby that you were so excited about?
Golf's hard, that's okay.
Really pretty confident about. And then the guy who's a professional is like, I know it seems tough now. I know you're at rock bottom.
Hey, yeah, you walk out, he goes, hey, chin up.
Hey, keep your head up. Look, it's not easy. No one's really good at the sport, you included.
Hey, if you catch people laughing, don't pay attention.
Hey, I know you're probably embarrassed to go out and play with your buddies, but that's not what it's about, okay? Now, I wouldn't play on some of the nicer courses. You're going to hold people up, but, you know. Shorter par threes. Don't get
that. You know what? You could be involved. You keep score. You're great with numbers.
We did all those numbers things. You were great.
You're great at that. The guy takes a few shots. You can calculate. I mean,
you tell him, hey, that was five.
You know, at the end of the round, when you have 18 numbers listed out and you got to do that head math,
mm-hmm.
That's why you're there. You go 3 + 2 + 1 + 6 + 5. Someone got to hold one that way. I don't know why I said one. That's you, man. Ever give up.
Don't ever give up. So, silver lining. It was a good lesson, but I was told not to give up in the end. And it really made me think. I was like, yeah, I shouldn't give up.
It's terrific. But a good experience otherwise?
The golf show was very fun otherwise. I got recognized while I was there multiple times.
Oh, you're right in your area, man.
I guess so. And
that's awesome. From just the videos or...
One guy didn't even say. He was like this 16-year-old kid. He walked right up. He goes, you're Jake, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, awesome. Let's get a pic. He was very confident. And just walked right up, got a picture, and just walked away. I do not know where he knows me from.
Kids are confident these days.
They get it. It made it seem like, yeah, he's like I'm like...
You're Jake, right? You're the dork everyone's laughing about because he couldn't take a lesson. You gotta take a photo of this. Later.
You were the guy doing CPR earlier on that old man.
Yeah.
I got a picture.
Holy
of this.
Cow.
So that was fun. There was another guy I was explaining to, a guy who's a big fan of what we do and everything, he was like, so what all you have going on? I see the videos every now and then, which he did. He seemed like a very passive fan. So I was like shocked that he still like knew who I was. Cause he didn't know we were doing stand up or anything. So as I'm explaining to him, I was like, yeah, we've actually, you know, been trying to do some stand up comedy here recently. I see the word stand up comedy. A guy is walking by, not even a part of the conversation. He's like, yo, can I get some stand up comedy tickets? I was like,
can I get tickets?
Maybe.
You want to go to Providence?
Like, how much did you hear of our conversation? Did you just hear the word stand-up comedy and just perk up?
You know Dave Chappelle? Yeah. What?
There were a couple people around me to verify, like, dude, that was weird. I don't know if he heard any other words besides stand-up comedy. It just fired up.
Was the guy doing golf lessons? Just no idea.
Yeah. 3 out of 10? What is it? How good is the comedy? Out of 5.
Out of 5.
Okay, once you're halfway done, then how
good
is it?
Give it to me out of 5 times 2. 3, 4, 7, 4, 8.
So, anyway.
That's right.
Good golf show. You been golfing recently?
No. Not too recently, man. Just been watching all the college basketball. Been hooked on that. And then, I guess that's it. Chilling.
Watching things on phones.
Having a... Yeah. So not really, man.
That's okay.
Ready to get back on the road.
Yeah, it will be fun. I'm excited. Do you think you remembered what you say on stage?
I hope so.
I think I do.
We'll try some new stuff, I think. Been fun. Working on random stuff. That's always exciting. And you hope that it goes well on stage. So, we're going to get things popping, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
It's going to be very fun to be back. See Lucas again. See Alan again.
Yep.
See Katie again. I tend to ignore her when we're in the same house here.
Right, yeah.
Just kind of turn a blind eye.
Mm-hmm. She brought us some acai bowls today. So
yeah, which really paired well with the salt and chocolate I had
it's
earlier
a great day.
On the episode. Yeah.
Got your fruits in.
Yeah, dude, I love fruit. I think we've talked about it before. Just forget about it.
I forget about it.
It's so good. A strawberry is incredible.
Dude, I bought a few kiwis last week, and every time I took a bite, I would just be like, oh my gosh. Every time I eat a really good fruit, this is what always goes in my head for some reason. You ever been to like the Grand Canyon or one of these places, you see it, and does your mind go to this? You'd be like, at some point in time, someone just stumbled across this.
Yes.
It goes in my mind.
Yes, 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 yes.
Imagine you're some old, you know, your name's Stormy Clouds.
Okay.
And you happen upon this little brown ball, and you're like, maybe what's inside? And you find this vibrant green fruit that tastes like candy. I mean, could you imagine?
Yeah.
You know, like, guess what? No one would believe you. You're like, guys, I found these little, they look like big nuts. Maybe they look like big turds. And inside is delicious.
You got to crack them open. Like, I'm not even touching that.
Right. There's stormy waters over there making stuff up again.
I've had that same exact thought. I mean, even the process of like fermenting things and then it like can become something else had to be quite the process. Or just you found out on accident. You're like, whoa. Like,
whoa, we have a baby now.
Or that.
Is that what you're...
mm-hmm.
Fermentation.
Yes. Yes. Within the body.
Yeah, I don't know how people discovered any of this stuff.
The amount of ways we can cook an egg. I mean, do you think the caveman came up with all these? Or you think caveman just went sunny side up and then... Then we get into the, you know, Julian Caesar times, and then they came up with kind of scrambled, and then we have, I don't know, the Industrial Revolution, and now we're doing Eggs Benedict, right. And, you know.
Now we're poaching eggs, you know, we're World War I, like, we're boiling these things up, you know, who knows? There's got to be more stuff we can do with eggs that's yet to be discovered.
That would be fun. I would like to see a diagram of, like, the evolution of eggs as it transpired with, like, world history. There's got to be some correlation.
Major world events spurned the cooking of eggs.
That's what they say. Like, you know, trials and tribulations of like the world like spawns like better art and better creativity and theater. Mm-hmm. Also eggs.
Yeah. Benedict Arnold.
Sure.
You ever had Eggs Benedict?
Yeah. Like
he made that up.
Yeah. What a traitor. We need to come together as a society. We need new eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's name it after him.
He was a big, huge figure. Who's the biggest political figure of today? Right now?
I don't know what the right answer is here, golf instructor.
Just name five.
We have Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Dr. Fauci.
Well, I said name three. So Dude, I guarantee you, in brunch in a few years, you'll order the Fauci. It'll be some egg thing. They'd be like, you know what? I'm coming around on this guy.
I'm gonna have the egg sandwich, and can I get that Fauci? Thank you.
Thank you. you just get the meal with two napkins.
You have to eat through the napkin.
Yeah.
You have to eat like standing up outside.
You have to, if you're there with your grandparents, they have to leave the building before you eat it. And then, you know, that'll be kind of fun. It's a new variation on brunch.
Yeah, good. It's not always the same, though. Next time you go to that restaurant, I'll take the Fauci. I'm sure I have to say bye to my grandparents, eat with the napkins. They're like, what? No. No, that was 2 weeks ago. We do it completely different now.
Yeah.
Why would you even think that?
Attention to the waves.
There's new science. Idiot. I can't wait to order the eggs, Fauci. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
So start doing that at brunch, see what they do. Like, we're trying to be a really cool, like, you know, cutting edge brunch place. What's eggs Fauci?
I've had
eggs Benedict. I know
six people order it this week. Yeah, let's start getting that. Like, yeah, here's a fun fact for you. You know the reason, and I think this is true, but also definitely could not be the reason we know Picasso today is because he wasn't getting any like publicity for his art, and so he's kind of a marketing master more than he is an art. Painting master, if you want to call it that. He hired college students who needed money. He would pay them to go into museums all across the city and say, hey, do you guys have any Picassos? They would do this like days and days and weeks after weeks. So eventually these museums and these curators were like, okay, enough is enough. All these people are asking for Picassos. Who is Picasso? We got to get some in here. And so that's like the legend. Which legend? I mean, that was probably only 80 years ago of like how he became so famous.
Wait, when was Picasso alive?
I think he just died kind of recently.
Man. I thought he was in the 1500s.
I think. Let's see.
I don't know anything.
Pablo Picasso. But
when you were saying this, I was like, when did college start?
I said recently. My bad. Okay, we're somewhere in between.
When was he alive?
He died in 73.
Okay, that's great. I thought you were like, he told college students. I was laughing at myself like, they did not have college in the 1700s. So you sound pretty dumb.
Which is great because they still did.
I didn't know it was that recent. Okay. Did he cut his ear off?
That
was Van Gogh.
I was going to just make something up. That was Weird Al. That's why he's so weird.
Van Gogh.
Here, Al. Basically, what Picasso did for his own art, we do for the eggs Fauci. Everyone listening, let's get it going. Let's start a revolution. You go to cool brunch spots, you ask for the eggs Fauci. If we ask for it enough, like, I guess we got to figure this out.
Menu,
we got to get some Fauci in here. Mm-hmm. You're welcome, guys. That's how you start a revolution.
We've done it. Yeah. I want some brunch. You a brunch guy, dude?
What
yeah, here you go. I got more brunch. Dude, I used to be a big brunch guy. I had a brunch phase, and then I stopped. And then I was like, you know what? I want to wake up and have a proper breakfast, or get me to lunch. I don't want to do this middle. I get really annoyed with places. I'm like, I love this restaurant. I want to go there Saturday for lunch. And they're like, we only do brunch.
It's brunch hours right now.
I went to a place once that said this, and I'm like, I want lunch. Like, we only do brunch until 2. Like, what kind of lazy bums getting brunch at 1:30?
Yeah, wake up.
But their brunch menu was a brunch burger, which was a burger with an egg on it.
This I said, annoying.
Can I get the burger without an egg? And like, yeah, no problem.
Like, yeah, of course.
You just told me I never went back to that place. But I had a big brunch phase. But I, you know what? And it was fun. Like, ooh, a mimosa or a Bloody Mary. I don't want to drink at 10 in the morning. That was fun for like a year.
Dude.
And then you just eating this big, chicken and waffles and a mimosa? I can't do anything until 8 p.m. now. I don't want to do that ever again.
You're going to need chest compressions. That's not fun.
So I'm not, give me a nice coffee and some eggs Fauci. I'm there. And then I'll see you in a few hours for a turkey sandwich.
Turkey sandwich.
How about you? You ever been on a brunch train?
I've been on a brunch locomotive, but never a train or even a stagecoach. It's fine. I mean, traditionally, I just sleep in. So I'll be eating breakfast, and then the people around me are like, this is so great to have brunch. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just went to town on some French toast. But yeah, we can call it brunch or whatever.
Yeah, I don't have breakfast at 10:30 every day.
Yeah, this was nice. Something out of the ordinary. This is good for me.
Right.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. We should do this most days. So that's as close as I've gotten.
I'm a guy. How do you do your going out to eat? I actually already kind of know this, but tell the recties. Are you a ooh, I'm going to try, everywhere I go, I'm going to explore. I'm going to try something new. Or you're like, hey, I know, I'm going to this type of restaurant. I'm getting this every, Asian restaurant, this.
I would say up until like 4 months ago, I was exactly that second example. Like, I found what I like at each specific spot. Even if I've never been there, I know I can trust, you know, some sort of orange chicken and fried rice from the Chinese place. I'm just going to get that. But old Rachel has, I mean, close to...
Like, try a wonton.
Yeah, I mean, probably...
Try a spring roll.
Two times a week, she is just slowly just like, we try this? Oh, I talked about it last week. She made me try wasabi.
Try a vitamin. Just try it.
Like, ew, ew, ew.
Ew, oh! just chew it up and swallow it.
Try it.
Tetanus shot.
Hey.
You're due. Try it.
Hey. Hey, smallpox vaccination. Try it. Just real quick.
Try it. Physical. You know, make sure. Hey. Get some blood work done. Yeah. Get some blood work. You never know.
Hey, open the door for me. Try it. Hey, take me out to dinner every now and then. Try it.
Birthday's coming up. Nice necklace. Your examples of like being a more...
She's making me try all these crazy things.
Being a more adventurous eater is her just like, maybe eat a vegetable, dude. Yeah. Like, she's really broadening my horizon, you know?
I mean, it is... When we go to, like, fancier or just like cooler places that I'm not used to going, it is like she's at dinner. Just for a brief moment, she is at dinner with a four-year-old.
She's like, here comes the airplane! Yeah, it's sashimi. I know it's not cooked, but get... look over there.
Whoa. Yeah, she... I felt like a kid at one point this past week. We were in Florida. We're at this like place. It was called like the Bamboo Garden or something. It's up on this rooftop. It was sweet. And I wasn't even looking. I think she did it on purpose. She distracted me. And next thing I turn around and she has a bite prepared for me where she's like gotten different things from different parts of the plate. Like, I think you would like this. Like, I handcrafted this. I dipped it in this. I think you'll like it.
Come on.
I know it's a big bite. Open up. Oh, that's a big bite.
I made you a big bite for a big boy. And the bite? What was it?
Dude, what was that one?
I don't even know. It's like, yum.
It was a bunch of random stuff on like a charcuterie board that I didn't totally recognize. Mm. And it was almost hard to even distinguish what was happening in my mouth because I'm not used to there being six different flavors at once. I'm used to just peanut, chocolate, sweet and sour sauce. Yeah, cherry Pop-Tart. That's the one flavor.
Yeah. These fusion flavors, no.
Yeah. More than three is pretty out there for me. There was some sort of like sharp cheese that I didn't really enjoy those bites, but everything else was like fine. And we went out to like a seafood place and she had me try something. And then I was like, I actually loved it so much. I wanted more of that than I did my own plate. So I'm growing. I'm a growing boy.
Whatever it was, we don't know.
We don't know what it was. I could never find it again. But it was awesome.
What a moment. Yeah, that's kind of fun to like, I had this food this one time that blew my mind. I don't know what it's called or where to get it ever again. It's a fun spot to be in.
Yeah. It's like meeting a girl in like on a mission trip or something. You're like, we really connected for 4 days in the jungle.
I mean,
I will never see her again. I don't know what her name
That's
is.
That's like my Jersey Mike's girl. Never heard of those?
Tell me about.
I went to Jersey Mike's twice a week my senior year of high school. Okay. And this girl who works at Jersey Mike's, there is a connection.
She worked
I'd
there.
Come in and eventually she'd be like, the Italian on Wheat Mike's Way. No tomato. And
Mike's Way.
You know, I love when you're that age. Just any walking girl ever, you're like, did that girl look at me?
Are they?
I hope.
Did they come to my basketball games? I think I saw her there.
And I eventually, when I showed up to the Jersey Mike's, and she wasn't working there. And I was like, man, what could have been?
Just one day, she just wasn't there anymore.
And then I went to a Jersey Mike's across town like a year later, and she was there. I was like,
oh.
And then I didn't, you know. She had no idea who I was, but
I really thought she'd gotten. Yeah, like she moved on career wise, but I guess just a transfer.
Well, I do. If I remember correctly, she was up the line a little bit, so she wasn't slicing the meat. She's more assembling the contents, which I believe is an upgrade
in that, sure.
In that infrastructure. Yes, she's not slaving away, sweating over a cheesesteak. She's just applying
the cheese and lettuce. Yeah. Wow, good for her.
Yeah,
you missed out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to remind Katie of that.
Man, that's back when I used to go into stores and get food.
Yeah, what's it like being quarantined for, you know, 3 years now? A year before it was a thing.
We did. We've We've noticed as we're coming out of the pandemic, because I've heard, I think a lot of these Postmates and stuff isn't ideal for the restaurants.
Yeah, I think they lose money a little
bit.
So
we got spoiled, especially for some of these, like, obviously it's great for these huger, like, you know, like Jimmy John's or something, you know, they're pumping these things out.
Yeah.
But like some local place that's charging $11 for a burger, I don't think that's helping them out.
Gotcha.
So I got a little spoiled in the pandemic because everyone was delivering, right?
Gotcha.
So now I've been having to put in an order over the phone and driving 6 to 7 minutes to retrieve it. And it's a whole, it's funny because, you know,
you don't like that.
Katie can never do this, you know, especially when we're doing this, it's we're in a very relaxed state. We're chilling. We're in. Let's just order some food. So she can never get it. She's like, I can't be seen like this. I'm like, you look, I mean, I like the way you look. This is how you look. She's like, no, not a soul can lay eyes on me. I'm like, okay. And then I walk into this burger place with basically pajamas on. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was in this place yesterday for 5 seconds. I mean, it's looking like a fool. I had on like some sweatsuit and like bedhead.
Ranch dressing and, Crocs?
The ranch dressing Crocs. And some girl runs up like, oh my gosh, can I get a photo? And I'm like, yep. And I just look. She probably looked like she was, if she posted that, someone's like, where can I donate to help this homeless guy?
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of rude of her to get a picture of a man who doesn't even have a blanket to sleep on. That's too bad.
So it's good, man. I'm going to a bachelor party in Nashville.
Wait, really?
Yeah, soon. It's with a future, or not future, brother-in-law. He's future getting married. He's now my brother-in-law. And
hold on.
That's how the...
He's already your brother-in-law?
Right, because it's Katie's brother. I got confused there. So he's not about to marry my sister. He's married to his sister. He's...
Yep.
I'm married to a sister.
I got it. And
not
that's
my
fun.
Sister.
No, that sounds fine.
You like your sister. I like my sister, not that way.
I want to party with my sister in Nashville.
Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're on the same page, everyone.
I got it now. Yeah.
And so I usually don't think about it. Like, it's become a new normal for me and all my people. I'm sure even yours too. You're at this place. You're getting recognized and stuff. Like, it's fun.
It's awesome.
And I remember when I first get recognized, people around me would be like, dude,
they
recognize, they come, they, that happens. They come up and they take a photo.
They know you.
Yeah. So it's chill. So about to be this whole new crew in Nashville, which, you know, I'm not that famous. I get recognized at a very, and I love my, the people who say hey to us are the nicest, most normal people.
Extremely, extremely wholesome people.
But Nashville is a different beast where, you know, it's just white girl heaven out there.
Yeah.
So that should be get interesting when these strangers I don't know have to take 80 photos of me with white girls. Like, so sorry.
Yeah, that is gonna be interesting. They're like, can we maybe not invite this guy next time? This is really kind of a drag.
Man, another photo. Huh?
You got that coming up, and you have a big trip coming up. You want
to
talk about that?
We're gonna get overseas to where are we going? Oh, we're in Italy. Kate and I, of course, we know a lot of people doing that because everyone's been. You couldn't do that for a while, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's... We'll see how that goes. It's a long trip. I'm a big fan of short trips. I like to be home.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it right.
You get very behind on stuff. It's so quick to feel behind when you're gone for that long.
Yeah, I don't know. What I want to do, since for a long time, I'm going to do it at some point. Have you ever done that? Like, people talk about a staycation, which sounds so lame, but actually think about it. Because maybe the majority reason I like vacations because I flip that mindset.
It's a mental vacation. Yeah.
Oh, it's Wednesday at 11 a.m.? I'm just going to have a bucket of ice cream. I'm just going to do that.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What a staycation. We're like, hey, these 4 days, I'm on vacation, quote. But I'm just in my house.
Yeah.
You just get to do whatever you want for 4 days. That's what I'm going to do one day. That's my dream vacation.
I think that sounds so fun. And I think the older we get, the more appealing that's going to be. Just to, like, to be in a place that's comfortable and a place that almost reminds you of work, where you literally shoot all your videos, but to not have to think about it, to have to worry about it. I mean, that is heaven.
You just sleep in.
Sleep in, yeah.
I have an ex Fauci for lunch. I usually have that for breakfast. Then I have whatever I want.
You can have 4 different things for lunch. That's the thing. You can have a little bit off this, a little bit off this.
Yeah.
That's what's fun.
No vitamins.
Nothing matters. No consequences.
Go to your favorite restaurant. Come back home. Watch a movie. Stay up late.
Yeah.
How often do you stay up? Like every time. I stay up late very rarely. It's always like, we should probably go to bed because like we're going to church or we got to get up and work or, you know, we don't want to sleep. You're like, why not, dude? I'm going to stay up till 3 for some reason.
I think the last time you and I have ever stayed up late together is we were watching The Grinch. And I want that same energy for you on your staycation someday. Thank you, someday. Man.
Yeah, you're invited. I'll be like, babe, Jake's almost here. We're going to start the movie at 1.
Putting on The Princess Bride. I don't know. It just felt right. That's going to be awesome.
My favorite part is putting on The Grinch. Because we had a whole crew. We were snowed in Austin, I think. Was that it?
No, this was Royal Oak, Detroit.
But it was very cold, so we like couldn't do anything. It was Christmas time. Like, dude, let's watch The Grinch. Is everyone down? Everyone's like, yeah. And we watched like 2/3 of it, and then Rachel goes, yeah, I watched it yesterday. Like, I'm like, say something. She's just quietly sitting there watching the movie she watched 18 hours ago.
I forgot about that. Yeah, she's like, we watched it.
This can't be fun.
In my classroom yesterday, so.
Great movie.
And then what was funny, like, because we were all very into it at the beginning, but about 3/4 the way into it, you or Alan or somebody goes, all right, I'm probably going to head to bed. You guys want to keep watching this? And everyone's like, oh, no, we're done. Like, we're done. We're done watching this movie now.
Yeah. Couldn't hang. I was falling asleep. So watch 3/4 of The Grinch.
So we got to finish The Grinch.
Gotta finish it next year, Royal Oak.
Next year, Detroit.
Thanks for listening. Get your tickets. Come see us, and we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate the love as always. Recties. Peace.
Bye bye. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.